So, Damien, we're here at the Alltech Symposium discussing game changers in the agricultural industry. In terms of marketing, what can the agriculture and farming industry learn from, you know, from other industries?
Well, I think the this idea of game changing is one of those things that's effectively come from the market, if you like. That it's been firms, particularly in the technology sector, that have driven the idea of game changing across other sectors. So, when people think about game changers, the first company that they always think about is Apple. Because, if you like, Apple 20 years ago had nothing. It had, you know, it was very low share price. It was one of those sort of iconic brands that everybody liked, but you would never consider buying one of the products. And what Steve Jobs did was he took back core control of what the business was about in terms of delivering to the customer. And he focused on one thing that Apple could be better at than everybody else, which in their case was really, really effective design. And then he applied that design as a fast follower to a whole bunch of other segments. So first into the iPod, then in with the iPhone, now into iPads, revolutionizing different industries and the adjacent industries at the same kind of time. And I think the lesson for for food and agribusiness firms here is this. It's not necessarily that you would copy what Apple did, because it's very difficult to do that in other circumstances, but that you would focus on the idea of investing in management, to have management innovation in your organization. So Steve Jobs was interviewed by a very famous strategy professor from UCLA about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And what this professor asked Jobs was, what's the strategy for Apple? And what Jobs said was, words to the effect, I don't have a strategy, I'm waiting for the next big thing to come along. And the idea here was that basically he knew that he had this design strength. He knew that they had people who could deliver technological capability for them. He knew that he had cash that he could spend. He knew that he had a great brand. And he was just looking for a way to put all of those pieces together in a very, very effective formula. So he had confidence in his ability to innovate as a manager. And I think if I want to give a single piece of advice to managers in the food industry, it would be this. You have to invest in having the right people around. You have to provide them with the time to think about these ideas. And then you have to have confidence that those ideas might actually work out over time.
You talk about confidence. I mean, the media can be very antagonistic towards food producers changing and ideas. How can that be changed? How can it move forward?
Well, what lots of firms do today, and what a CEO should be asking himself is, how many experiments are we actually running? So if you think about a typical CEO, now I heard a real funny story about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was when U2 were playing in Dublin, which is their hometown, as everybody knows, and somebody phoned, was it like a listener phone into a radio show, and the phone-in person asked Bono, how do you think up the songs? And Bono looked entirely aghast at the idea of, think up the songs? Man, my problem is not thinking up the songs. I've got so many song ideas that the problem is trying to identify the right ones. If you ask any CEO, do you have ideas for your business? His or her problem is not having ideas, it's which are the best ones. So in terms of what do you bet on, what the best firms do, and this is in technology, it's in science, it's in services, it's in financial services. What the best firms do is they experiment. They take 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 of these ideas, and they spend a little bit of money. They put a couple of their people on board for that project, and they see what happens. And if the idea works out, great. They run with it, and then they manage the media part too. But at least they can then say to the media, yeah, we're doing this, and this is the track record that we have, and we know it works. And they can anticipate in advance, these are the problems that might occur with it, but they've thought it all out. If it doesn't work out, or if it looks like it might be too controversial from a media point of view, then it's just dropped.
Isn't it quite dangerous to experiment with something like food and agriculture, because it's such a public, everyone's so aware of it, and so it is in the media eye?
Well, I think you've got to be careful. I mean, I think, you know, food safety has to be an absolute priority, but you've got to there's no way to rediscover growth. Everybody thought, you know, the food industry has been in a 200-year bear market. Everybody thought there would never be any growth again. Now we have this fantastic growth. The question is, how are you going to extract value from it, and who will be the winners in it? And if anybody thinks they can get up in the morning and just jump straight into a flow, and then they're going to be, it's just not going to happen. You have to experiment in some way. And that has to be safe, and it has to be careful, and nobody can get hurt.
Who do you think the game changers are?
I think there's some really very interesting companies in food and agribusiness, and for me, I look towards Asia in particular. China, we talked about it a bit at Symposium already. We'll be talking some more about it over the next couple of days. They have focused on having an extraordinary level of growth, opening a store every 18 hours, which is like even for China, I think is extraordinary. Liu He is the largest feed company in China. It's virtually unknown outside of China, but I think just given the growth in China, will inevitably become the largest food company in the world. But what it operates on is a very, I'm not going to say a Confucian or Chinese set of principles. It has a very original management model. And that management model allows them to be very effective. I wouldn't give up on farms in the West either. There are some very, very interesting examples of farms that are game changing in their own industry. So there's a great slogan for a baby carrots firm, and it's called baby carrots eat them like junk food. It's a fantastic piece of marketing by an American producer of baby carrots, encouraging people to eat carrots, and it's kids and it's adults and everything. Super game changing idea, changing how we consume carrots and changing the way that we consume vegetables. One final one: everybody in the sort of developed world is very, very concerned about this idea of food traveling thousands and thousands of miles, and what are the food miles and the carbon footprint and so on. But the big difficulty is, if you own a restaurant or a food store in a particular region, how do you actually find local suppliers who are good quality? So there's a number of websites now also who are connecting buyers and suppliers in this size. This is real game-changing stuff. If you could actually scale this model of local supply, it's got real potential to do something different in food and agribusiness.